Let's move to AI and development tooling, because there's a cluster of stories today that fit together in an interesting way. Starting with Kimi K2.7 code becoming generally available inside GitHub Copilot. For context, Kimi is Moonshot AI's model, a Chinese AI lab that has been pushing hard on coding-focused capabilities. K2.7 specifically scored well on coding benchmarks, and GitHub integrating it gives it immediate access to tens of millions of developers worldwide.
What's notable about this integration is the signal it sends about how GitHub views Copilot's future. They're not treating it as a single-model product. They're building a multi-model interface where different models can be selected for different tasks. Kimi K2.7 joins a roster that already includes GPT-4o, Claude Sonnet, and Gemini variants. The competition axis has shifted from which company makes the best coding AI to which platform aggregates the best coding AIs. Microsoft, which owns GitHub, is positioning Copilot as the interface layer rather than betting exclusively on any single model.
And then there's Zcode from ZAI, which generated 414 points and 297 comments, some of the highest engagement today. Zcode is described as a harness for GLM 5.2, which is GPU-AI's latest model. The community reaction is a mix of genuine technical curiosity about the harness architecture and ongoing skepticism about benchmark reliability for Chinese frontier models. Several commenters noted that the demo quality is high, but that independent evaluation lags behind the marketing cycle for models in this space.
CursorBench 3.1 feeds into this conversation directly. Cursor released version 3.1 of their evaluation framework, which the HN community has been stress testing. The benchmark attempts to measure AI coding agents on tasks closer to real engineering work, debugging across file systems, maintaining context across long code bases, handling ambiguous requirements. The comment thread has a productive tension between people who trust benchmark improvements and people who've been burned by benchmark overfitting before.
Senior Stewie Bench adds another layer here. This is an open source benchmark from SnorkelAI, I specifically designed to evaluate AI agents on work that would be expected from a senior engineer rather than a junior contributor. The distinction matters because the existing Stewie Bench has been criticized for selecting tasks that are tractable for current models, tasks with clear problem statements, and localized fixes. Senior level engineering involves system design trade-offs, cross-cutting concerns, and ambiguous requirements. The early scores on senior SWE Bench are, as the community noted, significantly lower than performance on original SWE Bench, which is the honest result.
And connecting all of this is the essay, The Fall of the Theorem Economy, from David Bessis. It's a philosophical piece that provoked a pointed thread despite its lower score of 74. The argument is roughly this. For years, mathematical rigor, the ability to prove things, was the gold standard for technical credibility. But as AI systems demonstrate competence in pattern matching and empirical validation, the premium on theorem proving as a signal of intelligence is deflating. The essay is partly about math and partly about what credentials mean in a world where AI passes formal reasoning tests.
The counter thread in the comments is sharp. Several mathematicians pushed back that theorem proving isn't primarily about credentialing. It's the only method we have for establishing certain kinds of truth. An AI system that gets the right answer empirically 99.9% of the time is still wrong about the 0.1%. And for cryptography, formal verification, and safety-critical systems, that gap is not acceptable. The theorem economy might be deflating in some contexts and becoming more essential in others simultaneously.
That's a tension the field is genuinely grappling with. The value of formal proof in safety-critical AI systems, things like autonomous vehicles, medical diagnosis, infrastructure control, is arguably rising, even as the prestige of mathematical formalism in general software development is declining.